993-WIAG-48, copy.
WIUG-488,
WSDM-993,
go ahead, Jack.
How you doing today?
Hanging in there, brother. Hanging in there. Real cold and, you know, just trying to fight this cold weather. And I think I'm coming down with a cold myself, but just trying to stay as warm as possible.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. Yeah, it's cold out there. I want to ask you a question. Did you just give one person a radio check?
The guy that came in there, he was kind of choppy and really broken up or whatever just a couple minutes ago there, yeah.
And what was his call sign?
I'm not really sure. I heard him say something, but it was kind of broken up and whatnot.
I hope from now on, whoever wants a radio check, he's going to have a call sign, full call sign. The reason why I'm saying something like that, because when you're on the air, you're going to have call sign. Roger?
Roger that, yeah. Sorry about that, Jack. Yeah, I thought I heard parts of it, but I couldn't get a complete, you know, copy on it there.
No problem, because, you see, if you're on air, that's like I said, you're going to have cosign anyhow, because a couple of nights ago, it was somebody from Toronto, Canada, and you cannot talk to Canadian people out there, because they don't have the license first, and we don't have the authorization to talk to them.
Oh, okay, so anybody that's in Canada or Ontario or over in Canada, we're not authorized to communicate with them?
No, you're not. If you look at the FCC, it'll tell you that. Because we're close to the border.
Okay, well, that's good to know. I appreciate that information. For anybody that's, like, in Michigan or, like, if they're outside of Michigan, even if they're, like, in Ohio or Indiana, like, you can communicate with those people, correct?
Oh, yeah. The United States only have the GMRS, not Canada. Only on the GMRS.
I mean, how do you really know if it's somebody from Canada though? If it's trying to contact us, I mean, will you know from the call sign, or how do you figure that out?
I'll tell you if he first the call sign is the main thing. If he doesn't have it, or he's got two numbers, you cannot do with two numbers. There's no such a thing with two numbers. You always got to have three numbers plus the your word, WR or something like that. You gotta have that. Also, you ask him, what is your location? Roger?
Roger that, yeah. Isn't there some website you can go to also to, like, verify call letters or call signs, too? Isn't there, like, a certain website you can go to verify a person's call sign, or is there not one?
There is one. Go on my GMRS, on the right side, a little bit down, you put his call sign, and that's how you verify that.
My GMR, what is it again, the website? I'm sorry.
MyGMRS.com. MyGMRS.com.
And then what I would do is I would go on there, and I could even put in my call sign, WSBM993. And then it would come up with my information or my call sign information?
I'll do that. Roger.
Copy that. All right, well, I appreciate that information, Jack. Sorry about that. I didn't know, but, yeah, I appreciate that. I wasn't familiar with Canada there, but now I know or whatever. So, yeah, I appreciate the information and the heads up on that.
No problem. I'm going to ask, I'll tell you the truth. I paid $35, okay? You paid $35, and how come the guy can't pay $35 to get his license before he gets his, radio check?
Roger that. So I'm assuming Canada or whatever, Ontario, they must not have to pay a fee or something, or what's with them, do you know?
No, I'm not saying in Canada, I'm saying here too. If they're asking for a radio check first, okay, then you got to tell them you need your cosign. Doesn't have no cosign. I said, sorry, we can't give you a rate check. Radio has no radio check without a cosign. I mean, the guy, he wants a radio check. He should be able to afford $35. That's what I'm saying. Not in Canada, here.
Right, exactly. I agree with you. Definitely for sure on that. I definitely agree with you 100%.
Radio check. Yeah, can I have a radio check?
Is this 349? Roger?
No, this isn't 349A. Holy mackerel, eh? You say it's $35? Is that Canadian or American, eh?
I don't know. I know who you are. 439. The guy by Flint down there somewhere. Roger?
No, my name's not Roger. But it would cost me $35. I don't know if I can afford that, all that. I think I have a lot of Canadian beer to drink, eh?
Oh, yeah. You go to Canada today, it costs you $8 for a bottle of beer.